If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I am surviving.
You are surviving.
Mm-hmm.
I will survive. I was listening to Donna Summer in the car on the way in. So I have to tell you,
yeah.
I have to tell you this little story.
All right.
So we have two shows a day.
Correct.
And our second show that we host is a very caller-driven show.
Absolutely.
Here, not so much, but
right. There,
a whole lot. And very often we get callers who say, I just found your show, my first time listening, or, you know, I'm brand new to your show.
Right.
And, you know, and at first you're like, oh, that's so sweet, and you love that, thanks a lot. But then, you know, Angel, who's the forever question asker.
The most inquisitive woman I've ever met in my entire life.
I think, how is that possible? How do people find us? Because on my radio, when...
everything revolves around Angel's radio.
No, just in my world, my...
Right.
Like, in my world, my life revolves around my radio, not necessarily everybody's. But in my world, if I go, I have my preset dials, right?
Yes.
And they're all preset. And okay, I like this station. And then
right.
I move over to this one. And maybe I want this one. And then I come back and I float around. I don't ever use the seek. Is that what it is? Search?
There's a seek and there's a scan.
A scan?
Yeah.
I don't scan unless I'm usually traveling. When you get into a rental car, you get into a new area, when you're on a road trip.
Right.
And you've got to scan for a new station because the one you're listening to goes out of
range.
Out of range.
So,
so I never seek or scan. And so I was fascinated by this recently. And
you know,
I don't know why.
Wise men still seek him.
So this morning, I'm driving in my car, and this one, I'm like, oh, I don't like that. Nope, I don't like that. No, I don't like what's going on there. And I kind of go up and down the dial a little bit, and I thought, oh, I should scan.
You should scan.
I should scan. This is why people scan. I never scan, but I'm going to scan.
All right.
I scanned.
Yeah.
And I found a radio station that I will tell you when I was driving here into the studio.
Yeah.
First, they played Prince. And then they played Donna Summers.
Lock that baby down.
Couldn't get any better. And I wouldn't have found it had somebody else not told me they
had
just...
Wait a minute. There's another station playing Angel music?
There's another station playing Angel music. Well, usually in my convertible, I love listening to country music. But I kind of get bored with it. I'm really a classic country girl, not a new country girl.
Huh.
And
we could still be friends.
And so I was, you know, just kind of done with it. So, yeah. So I seeked, I scanned, and I found something
nice. Really
fun. And I have to say, I'm totally impressed that here it is now December, and I'm still driving my convertible.
I am impressed as
yet.
Well.
Yet I haven't had to park it and put it away due to the weather. But this just in.
More?
I don't know if you knew that all business kind of stopped for a little while. All productivity stopped for a little while this afternoon here in Denver, Colorado.
It is true.
There was an announcement made that Colorado, and Colorado Springs specifically,
yes,
we will be getting an In-N-Out burger.
Woo! Yeah! We got it done. double animal style.
Sometime in the future. No for
Road
sure
trip.
Day, but there's always rumors going along about Colorado getting an In-N-Out. But all the news, all the trends, all the shares, so all productivity had to stop for a little while this afternoon as Colorado discovered that at some point in the future, we will be getting
really
an
remarkable.
In-N-Out burger.
You know, I've read the history of the In-N-Out chain and all of it. And, of course, it's kind of a cult thing. If you you either get it or you don't. There's people from Jersey who love Five Guys, right? And that's kind of their thing. There's people from Texas who, if I don't mention Whataburger, they're going to be very, very upset. And, of course, if you're from Indianapolis, Indiana, you got to have sliders and nails from White Castle. Chicago, Indianapolis, they love that stuff. But In-N-Out Burger is, it's been a distribution chain issue. And it's just not been able to get up here to Colorado because of the distribution chain. Even though they have one in Salt Lake, which would mean that we could have one in Denver.
Well, we're getting one
Denver.
So that's
so
hallelujah
excited.
News.
Yeah.
So yesterday we interviewed a gentleman named Mark Hardcastle. And if you didn't hear his interview, you can always go back to our Facebook wall, click on the videos, and find our interview with Mark Hardcastle. We were talking about... Oh shoot! What was the title of his topic? I'll look it up so that I get that.
The Symphony of Your Life.
The Symphony of Your Life. That's right. It was in alignment with the title of his book.
Correct.
One of our trainings, we train people how to actually use radio to build their brand. We teach people how to get more PR, how to be more effective when you are a guest, speaking on other people's stages, including other people's podcasts and radio programs, to create this expertise and this level of credibility for your business. Well, Mark took our lessons and our training to heart before he came into the studio. Now, I'd love to say that everybody does that, and that should just be kind of a given. But he was probably one of the most prepared guests that we've had.
Absolutely.
In the recent
days. He's a captain for the airlines. He comes, checks,
well,
double checks,
double
and checks,
checks
again.
And checks list and all of that. And so, part of that is his personality style. And, and then we've got the really creative ones that are just super fun to have in the studio, too. And we take them all because I just think it adds so much fun and flavor to the program. But one of the things that we teach our clients and guests on the Experience Pros Radio Show, and if you're going to be a speaker, you're going to speak around town, you want to build extra credibility and that visibility for your brand, is use a landing page.
A landing page.
A landing page on your website. Now, most of us direct traffic or tell people, for example, experiencepros.com. Go to experiencepros.com. That's our website. And everybody has their main page for their website.
Sure.
But when you are speaking, you are probably giving some tips. You probably have a call to action.
Right.
You want to kind of move people through your sales process, your sales funnel, or get them into your pipeline a little faster. And so instead of sending them to the main page, the main hub,
where they might have to be considered a lobby of a hotel.
The lobby of the hotel, where they have to navigate. They've kind of got to figure out where they're going.
They just want to go to the bar.
Send them right to the bar.
Get them to the bar.
Right? Wouldn't it be nice if there was a special? So here's something.
Landing page.
Eric and I had, we work at Orange Theory Fitness and at Parker and Arapahoe Road here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
In that same parking lot, there is a grocery store.
Yeah.
And inside that grocery store, there is a coffee shop.
All right.
So we would go after the workout into this grocery store to get to the coffee shop. Well, I discovered.
Because it's your
it's my
calcium shake.
It's my calcium shake.
Yeah.
Yeah. A latte is my justification.
Calcium shake.
My calcium shake. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I need to boost my calcium intake. So I'm now having a latte. It's my calcium shake.
So we would park and go into the front
door. Go into the front door and navigate through to the coffee shop.
Right.
Well, the other day, I saw somebody coming out this other door.
There was another door?
There was another door right to the coffee shop. It was like a landing page.
It was a landing
page.
It's
a shortcut to get people right to
the bar.
The bar, the coffee shop, the call to action, the tips that you were sharing.
Where you want them to be.
Where you want them to be. If they end up on your homepage, then which is kind of the main general purpose, it's your overall brand. Maybe it talks about your corporate values. It's typically loaded with places to all other areas of your site. But if they've heard you on the radio, you want to get something that's catchy,
right?
That's easy to remember.
Yep.
and takes them right to that next step. I heard you talk, so I don't need to get to know you yet. I already did. I already want what you have offered. So now let's send them to this unique landing page. Now, a lot of times you'll hear, okay, go to experiencepros.com/radio.
Right.
A lot of people will just add the little bumper on the end.
Sure.
Harder to remember, harder to type in, especially if people are listening in the car.
But what if you did buildyourbrandontheradio.com?
Buildyourbrandontheradio.com. It's catchy. I can remember it because it's kind of a phrase.
Right.
Right. Buildyourbrandontheradio.com. And I think that Mark's was,
Six clarifyingquestions.com.
Sixclarifyingquestions.com. His whole talk was around these six clarifying questions to help you get back on a path or to kind of navigate through your life. So he created the landing page, sixclarifyingquestions.com. Super easy.
Right.
Takes people right to where he wants them to go.
And by the way, it takes that little domain name, which cost him probably $12, takes them directly to his website with a page that is designed to get one thing and one thing only, your email address so that he can send you the six clarifying questions and begin a relationship with you.
So here it is. It's called action. It was his sticky messaging that he used in his interview. And then here it is, the landing page that takes people through and gets them right into his pipeline, his sales funnel. Great way for him to follow up. So use landing pages, especially if you're speaking, if you're a guest on anybody else's show, and you are doing presentations out in the community.
There you go. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. More positive business talk. Angel and Eric, this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, helping you get your business right.
Well, let's start speaking. Right? We really encourage the adage, speak on other people's stages.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of benefit, of course, to hosting your own event, to having your own podcast and doing your own Facebook Live videos. Now you can turn those on a dime. It's you running them. It's you doing your thing. But when you speak on somebody else's stage, on somebody else's podcast, on somebody else's platform, there's a built-in referral, there's a built-in credibility, there's a built-in endorsement by the person whose stage, whose microphone, whose program that it is, to their audience. So when we speak on our own stages, speak for our own programs, it's the audience that we've acquired, that we've created and brought together. When we speak on somebody else's stage, now we get to open up to a whole new audience. So lots of benefits for speaking on other people's stages. But I know that public speaking is the number one, number two. It's way up there high on most feared things to do.
Right.
I will tell you, I'm right up there with you. And I know that probably doesn't make any sense in the world. You're just grinning at me, you know, because I have a microphone in my face for 4 hours every day.
Yeah.
But it's different.
It is a different skill set.
It is a different skill set to sit in a studio and just talk to Eric and, you know, and interact with the folks that are playing with us on our Facebook Live than to stand in front of a room of eyeballs and
hundreds, maybe thousands.
And, you know, and their body language isn't always the most receptive
right.
or kind
right.
or inviting, right? I always have to remind people, if you're having a good time, notify your face, because they often are sitting there with these, you know, sour face, you know, looks on their faces. Maybe their arms are crossed. They're leaning back in their seat. Maybe they're even trying to fight a nap, which, you know, when you're the after lunch speaker is always an issue.
Well, you know, we're talking about public speaking. You got to face those demons. You got to face the fear of speaking in public. But once you get past that and you're now on stage, there are some tips that you can use to help develop the polish. And I'll tell you right now, polish came for me in year nine.
Nine?
It did.
Nine?
Yep. I spoke for 9 years.
What happened in from year eight to year nine that you felt like, okay, I finally got the polish?
Shift. I didn't realize it had sunk in until I realized in the rearview mirror what had just happened. And when it happened, it took like a couple of weeks of engagements for me to look in the mirror and go, oh my gosh, something shifted, something happened. And I went back and kind of, you know,
had you hit,
rebuilt
like,
it.
You know, for example, I went to speaker camp that Bill Walsh and the Power Team put together. And he says your first 100 times are practice.
Yep.
So do you think, well, no, because you were doing 100 a year.
Oh, I was doing way more than 100 a year. That wasn't the issue. For me, the issue was I had intentionally taken classes on how to develop a stronger presence on stage. It was showmanship and all of that. And one of the things that I learned was when you get up on stage, command the attention by not saying anything immediately.
Okay, that seems really counterproductive.
It does.
Like counterintuitive, right?
It actually only takes about 2 seconds, maybe three at the most. But you come up, instead of, you know, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eric Raymer. Hey! And hey, everybody, it's Eric. While they're still clapping, you come up, let the clapping stop, and count to three. And then say, boom, whatever it is.
Right.
Magic. Let's talk about illusion.
You know what? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, when we've seen great speakers and you've been in the audience of that, they're not in a rush. They don't come up all talking over the audience and over the clapping and over.
They look you in the eye, pause, and deliver.
And then start.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, another thing that you'll see for those really great speakers, the polish on your public speaking, is the way that they show up. They are there to give.
That's right.
Right? They're there to add value. They're to share what they have learned, share their journey, share their story, so you don't have to make the same mistakes that they have, not to see what they can get.
Yeah, you can smell a taker right away, right? Because if it's all about what's in it for them, the audience disconnects.
Yeah. If it's all about me and my accolades and, you know, the showmanship about everything that I've had, and there's no giving to say that you can do this too. You can walk through this, and that we can do this together. Or just in the sharing of they're givers, and you can feel that.
There's a myth out there that says you'll do better if you never look a listener or an audience member in the eye. That you look at their foreheads, right?
Or picture them all in their underwear.
Don't ever do that.
Especially these days.
That's horrible.
Like, that's the worst piece of advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't picture anybody in their underwear anymore.
Never mind. Anymore.
Well, you know, what is so weird about that is that it was even a thing, but I think it was meant to help you relax
and realize they're just
people, right? And they put their pants on one leg at a time. They spit out their toothpaste.
Make eye contact with audience members one by one. I agree with this wholeheartedly. Now, you might be in an audience of hundreds, maybe even thousands.
Yeah, well, you can't see
beyond.
And
you won't be able to see that.
Yeah.
But what you can do is pause and imagine that you are making eye contact with each and every one in the room.
Well, because it shifts you from speaking at them to speaking with them.
Yeah, and people would think, well, that would just freak me out if I could see that they're looking at me. No, it actually endears you to them, and it brings you closer to their level.
I think it's helpful because it reminds you that they are human beings in the audience, that they're engaging with you, that they've got a heartbeat, and so there's a deeper connection, and the audience can feel that when there's actually a deeper connection with you and somebody in the audience.
This sounds counterproductive, but speak unusually slowly.
We all want to speak fast, right? We're on a timer in many cases. You know, we've got 20 minutes, we've got 40 minutes, whatever the time is, we have so much more to share than the allotted time will allow. And so most of the time, we're filtering out all the information that we could be sharing. So what ends up happening is we get up there and we're kind of rushing through. We're rushing through our presentation, we're rushing through our facts, or because we get so excited, we are rushing through.
Absolutely. If you find a heckler or a naysayer or somebody with their arms crossed, ignore them. You may find out that the people with their arms crossed actually loved you the most, which is weird and never gets unweird. It's just the way that it is. You know, like people grinning out, frowning at you, and they come up and say, that was the best thing I ever heard. And I'm like, gee, willikers. That's where the whole phrase, notify your face, comes from.
Right.
But ignore those guys. It gets, oh man, we got to go.
Yeah.
Turn your energy into excitement. There it is. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more positive business talk right here on the Experience Pros Radio Network. You're listening to Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer. For the archives of this show, check out experiencepros.com/radio.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Have you ever wondered from whom you got your curly hair or what country your ancestors lived in hundreds of years ago? Historian and filmmaker Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. has teamed up with AT&T as they sponsor the fourth season of Finding Your Roots on PBS.
Knowing where your people come from is crucial as we search for our identity in this world. Answers to these questions help us educate our children and develop more fruitful connections with the people around us and around the globe. My hope is that my work with AT&T on Finding Your Roots helps increase cultural awareness and moves us into a society of understanding.
The holidays are the perfect time to share stories about your heritage along with your meal. And don't forget to watch Finding Your Roots, which is airing now on PBS with celebrity guests like Anna Navarro, Carmelo Anthony, and Christopher Walken. For more information, visit ATT.com. That's ATT.com.
Ow, ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. site. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. I thought we'd continue our conversation because even as we said, speak slower. We ran out of time.
hurry. Get it all in there.
We'll talk about more about public speaking and give some of our own suggestions and thought processes on public speaking as, you know, you and I both, now having been professionally paid public speakers, We've got some thoughts on this subject.
Well, we really want to encourage, no matter what industry you're in, is to come up with a story, come up with a presentation that is sticky, that you can take out into the marketplace. And this is a great way to get you front of the audience, front of the group that is there to help expand your audience. Beyond your own. When we host our own Facebook Lives, we host our own podcasts, we do all our own radio show, we do everything that's ours, and we have our audience that we're connecting with. But one of the benefits, if you want to build your brand, you want to create more media exposure than you already got, you want to expand your audience, create credibility, differentiate yourself among the marketplace and your competition, speaking on other people's stages is the gateway. It opens up doors and creates incredible opportunity.
Absolutely.
But becoming a public speaker and having, you know, the polish that goes behind being invited back, you know, I think we're all good. We all know what we know, right? We're all good at it. We've all learned it. We could probably talk about it till the cows come home, right?
Sure.
We don't need a whole lot of preparation or to learn our topic because it's what we do every single day. But when you watch some of those speakers that are on stage and they're so captivating and they're able to move an audience to take action.
Absolutely.
You know, being able to move an audience to take action is an amazing skill set that most of us, if we haven't practiced it and we haven't done it.
You do not possess it.
It's not natural. To tell stories doesn't necessarily move people to action. To be Tommy the Trainer doesn't necessarily move people to action. And so creating the polish that actually gets people to go to your website, sign up for your order form, add them to your newsletter, you know, ask permission, want your stuff, want to follow you even on your social media pages even more, that's the skill set that we're talking about.
Absolutely. So as we continue our conversation about, you know, tips, powerful tips to turn your public speaking into something that is going to be productive for you, the one that we kind of came to the end of the cycle on was to turn your nervousness into excitement. This comes from an Olympic story, and Olympic athletes before and after competing were all being asked the same question. Were you nervous?
Were you nervous?
Right.
Were you nervous?
And the athletes all
gave this. Because we're nervous watching you.
Sure. All the athletes give the same answer. No, I was excited, right? So the point is to turn your nervousness into excitement. What does that take? It takes a reinterpretation of the signs, the symptoms.
Yeah, right? You probably have sweaty palms, maybe a lot of stuff going on in your stomach.
Pounding heart.
All of that. And so if you say to yourself, or you even say to your audience, I'm nervous, this is my first time, or I'm new here, or I haven't done this one a lot, it reinforces the nerves.
That's right.
But if you tell your brain and reinterpret those signs, I am just so excited. I'm excited about being here, what they're going to take away, how we're going to connect with the audience.
Tell your audience that, and their energy will absorb yours and remagnify back to you. What, you know, the audience plays such a critical role in public speaking. When you're speaking to an audience and they are flat, they don't respond back to you, they don't laugh at a joke or whatnot, oh my goodness, it gets really painful and slow motion to get through your presentation.
So you have to have a plan for when you've kind of are feeling that energy back from, you know, back from the audience. And, you know, part of that is shifting your presentation a little bit and creating more engagement. But an element of that is also in your kind of in your preparation for being in front of that audience. You know, when you tell yourself you are excited and you kind of create this barrier around you that this is my excitement wall.
Right.
You know, kind of think about, do you remember on Star Trek they would get in those little pods and they would beam them up?
Sure.
Remember the beam them up things, right? It was like this clear pod thing. Right? I don't know. Whatever.
The transporter.
The transporter. Yes, because I watch this so often. Right? But if you think of yourself like in your own transporter, right, then if you're expecting for their energy to feed you and it's not.
Right.
And you still have, you know, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour left, and you need to shift around. Rather, most people, when that happens, it's they're feeling the energy of the audience. They allow the energy of the audience to affect their energy as well, and they can get derailed.
Absolutely.
Right? You can feel, shoot, that I'm not connecting with them, and you've got all this stuff going on in your head of you know, second guessing yourself. Does this really make a difference? And I know when we see that person that has got their arms crossed and they're scowling, you think, I'm not connecting with this person. And rather than receiving that energy, which is what we will often do,
sure,
you know, we have to kind of picture yourself in this. I don't know if anybody else does this, but picture yourself like in your own little transporter bubble that says that energy is not getting in.
Right.
Right. So I'm going to deliver. I'm going to up my game a little bit. I'm going to be the best that I can, but I'm not going to receive that energy. And so you have to almost like picture yourself in this bubble of excited energy. And what I, like Eric said, at the end of it, oftentimes those people that you think were those worst critics
loved you the most.
They are your biggest fans. Now, they didn't express that. And if you would have allowed that energy to come your way and to feed off of that, you tank.
Yeah, it's a good word for it.
And so, you know, when you are out there and you are on stage and you're the one that, you know, you're adding value and giving in, if the energy coming back is positive and energizing and keeping you, you know, going and you're getting that great response back from it, and we all love it when that happens. But it doesn't always happen. And so you have to almost have your own built-in protector, your own built-in defenses, so that you don't receive that negative energy because it will throw you.
All right. So the final tip on this article that we're drawing from says, say thank you when you're done. But there's something that it draws out that I want to kind of park the car on here for just a minute. It says, applause is a gift. And it's important when you receive a gift to acknowledge it and then say thank you, right? To say thank you. Express for how grateful you are to receive that. The biggest mistake that I see many public speakers do is they go to a point where the natural applause break happens and then they step on the applause. People are still clapping and they're like, okay, so now when I'm trying to talk, and there's no chance for the audience to express their gratitude. Let them. It may feel like it's an eternity, but just be quiet until the applause fades. And then say thank you.
You know, and saying thank you allows, so rather than jumping, if especially if the applause comes in the middle or in a not at the end,
right?
But you know, some they just got really jazzed about something you said in the interim, and saying thank you then stops you from trying to speak, and nobody can hear what's going on while that applause is still happening.
If you know, watch the State of the Union addresses with the President of the United States. You know, no matter what flavor you vote, watch how they present a speech. Because typically you're going to get those, you know, there are multiple applause breaks built in. And the best speakers, and I'll just say President Barack Obama was one of the best public speakers ever. And he waited until the applause died and then went on. The other thing that I want to share with this before we have to go, and, excuse me, and that is this. don't cough while you're trying to talk. Is the three-step stand. The three-step stand is no matter where you are on the stage, never take more than three steps from where you are and stop, stick the pose, and stand.
Oh, no, no, you gotta peacock around that thing.
No, you do
right.
not.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, you gotta peacock you all the way over there. You gotta be over here.
You asked me what made the difference. And aside from the fact that I looked back in the rearview mirror and saw that my my price went up and my rate of being asked back went up, like from 60% to 86%, it was this. It was the three-step stand. You strike a pose, you stand right where you are, and you nail the audience from that position. Stop making me play ping pong or tennis with your body being the ball. I don't like it. No audience likes it. And you're only doing it to dispel nervous energy.
Right. And if you're sitting on a seat that swivels, stop.
Gotta go. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Angel and Eric, this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at extremerelationshipmanagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi. Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right no matter what the season. And it is the season.
It is the season. And of course, we've got big, big goals that we still want to achieve before the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve. So we want to make sure that we give you some great marketing tips to get you through the end of the year so you can achieve those sales goals. Found a great article from Constant Contact on some email marketing tips that you can use. They say that email is still a major player in helping you get more business. But how do you reach more people? So you have the people that are already on your list.
Right.
How do we reach more people? Well, a couple of tips that they have just to kind of get more people into your list is, one, asking people to write reviews for you.
So important.
Online reviews on third-party sites are integral. Because you actually, you want to make sure that when customers are looking for your brand, your service, your product, that they can find you easily and in multiple places. And so having those online reviews on third-party sites make it really easy. When people do a Google search or they start asking around for their friends for reviews and testimonials, that those reviews will actually come up.
Now, once you've got this big, long list of people in your email list, it's probably important that you kind of segment them out so that you can target each group with a relevant offer to them.
And so by, you know, segmenting them out, you know, where did they come from, different outlets? You know, are these the people that came in from our social media sites? Are these the people that came in through the expo that we did last month? Are these the people that have been in and bought our, because of a promo that we did?
Right.
You know, different. And so kind of, you know, looking at where your clients, your current database, where they stemmed from can help you to segment. Maybe you can segment on their demographics or their geographics.
Right.
And, you know, how often they buy. Are these once a year purchasers or these monthly purchasers? But it allows you to personalize the messaging that they are receiving. So often we do a one size fits all, and sometimes that works, but if the more personalized we can make it, so if we can segment out, if we can break down our groups, if we can tag them in different ways, then they're actually getting more personalized messages from us, and it seems to add more value.
If you're sending emails and you're using this to market in particular your business or maybe your holiday specials or whatever, don't forget the value of a solid subject line and then pre-header text.
It's the subject line, right, that actually really kind of you decide right off the bat whether or not you're going to open an email.
That's correct.
And most of the time, because we know it's a newsletter,
right?
Because we know it went out to many people, it wasn't a personal email to me, in many cases, that's the first indicator that I'm not going to open it up and read it. And so it's got to be entertaining.
Yeah, you've got to convince me to open it with your 5 to 7 words.
Yeah, here's the three different verbs to think about when you're creating a headline.
Okay.
Entertain.
Yes.
Warn, like warning.
All right.
Or inform.
Oh, all right, okay? Sure.
So they say that a lot of people open up the marketing emails hoping to obtain valuable information, right? You're going to entertain me. You're going to inform me. But it might also be that you can warn them about, the dangers of
opening somebody's email.
Opening somebody's email. The dangers of, not shopping around. The dangers of not getting reading reviews. And so if you can warn them, sometimes, that is a piece, too. It's like, I don't want to miss out. I don't want to do something that, and there was the email there sitting in my inbox. I remember my husband trying out a new dentist years ago, and it went awry.
Okay.
And afterwards, after this incredible hassle, he decided he was going to go online and write a review about how bad this experience was.
Sure.
Once he got there, he realized the internet was filled with bad reviews on this dentist.
So he's been warned.
But he now knows. It's like, don't do this without checking first. And so think about your industry. What are some of the red flags? What are some things that you can help people navigate through this holiday season? We want to know that stuff. So often we want to avoid pain more than we want to gain pleasure. And so when we've got an email that's got this, this great juicy, but make sure that it's juicy. Right. You can't play the little boy who cried wolf.
Yes.
You can't play that game with people. They'll only fall for that a couple times.
So, and then if you want your click through rate or your open rate to increase, the headline, your open rate is all about your headline and your preheader text, right? The little paragraph that says this is what this is all about. The click through rate is all about pictures.
Pictures.
Have images in your fact of the matter is images like exponentially reinforce and get people to click.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
That even on social media, it's all about the pictures and videos now too, but pictures, they say 1,000 words. People are still drawn to photographs. They're still drawn to images. Far more than text. We put way too much, and I am super guilty of this, way too much text, way too many words.
Yeah.
People aren't reading it. And so we've kind of got to go back and make it more about the pictures and less about, so can a picture say, can you put a picture in where you were going to put that statement, that paragraph, those instructions, those details? Can a picture actually help create that same emotion, that same information? But I didn't have to read it. I know it sounds so lazy, right?
Well, but here's your three, but people are lazy. And if you acknowledge that they're lazy on the front side, then you don't have to work so hard to get them there. You can be lazy too. Here's your formula, three-step formula for email conversions. First of all, what are you offering? Let people know what the offer is in the headline.
Second is, how will it help the reader? So use the message body to explain your offer and direct them to your call of action.
And then what should they do next? Use the button or the picture to click through for your call to action.
Right. And when we've got that call to action, that it goes to that landing page, that specific page that addresses exactly what that question was, what that call to action is. It doesn't have to go back to your home page. It can go to that very specific landing page where that takes them through the next step of the sales funnel.
That's right. Gang, thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news with hour number two of the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is the home of positive business talk. And for the archives of this broadcast, check out experiencepros.com/radio.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.